land back on top of it, so the Lakers will take over. First and 10 with 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, Kirk, but in pregame, we said it was going to be a defensive battle, and I don't think either team has made it past the opposing team's 30-yard line yet.
Hey, we've had a great view of the game. It's been to that 30 to that 35.
Yep, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
You want to pick a great game to be in the tower. We have not had to stick our head out the window at all, which we want to see that at some point.
I want to hear that cannon go off.
Right. Lakers hand it off. Wisner takes it up the middle.
Wisner. Lowers a shoulder for Wisner. Gets a few yards up the middle for Lakers as we are coming close to the end of this first quarter.
Looks like Vinny Blackstock with the tackle there for the Hatchets. Pickup of about 4 yards out of the carry. That'll bring up a second down and 6 for the Lakers. Lakers with the ball on their Laker 34-yard line.
I could be wrong, but I think we're going to see a Laker run here.
The green, yeah, the green. I want to put a dollar on it. Yeah, that is the end of the first quarter. On a second down and 6 to go with the Lakers with the ball. We are scoreless here at Laker Field. Kurt Damro along with Steven Kaczynski. Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back after this.
Did you know that reaching for an object while driving increases your chances of crashing by 8-fold? Or that texting while driving makes an accident 23 times more likely? October is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Thumb Cellular wants you to be aware of those scary statistics. While waiting until you're parked is the safest way to use your phone, a hands-free device can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. All month, Thumb Cellular is offering 10 to 25% off all hands-free accessories to help you drive safer. Yes, even on Apple AirPods. In addition to those safe driving specials, you can upgrade to a new smartphone and get a $50 credit or add a new line and get a $100 credit. Plus, save on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. For more details, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Don't forget your mask. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are valid through October 31st, 2020. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract.
Thumb Cellular. 2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For 5-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified trauma 4 medical center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For 3 senior living communities, 4 pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
Welcome back to Laker Field for the WLAW Game of the Week. What a beautiful Friday night. We are into our second quarter here, 11:43 to go in the second quarter. On that first play, Logan Collison-Russell with the carry. Lakers were called for holding. That'll bring up a second and 14.
This one we have Kretschmer on a little pitch around the on the close side of the field for Kretschmer. Gets a few yards on that play, not a whole lot, though.
LeGault and Vinny Blackstock in on the tackle for the Hatchets. That'll bring up a third down for Lakers.
And the Lakers have they changed it up a little bit. First, they've been going up the middle. They do a little pitch, try to get some speed around that outside edge.
Brings up about a third and 13 for the Lakers. Lakers will split receivers wide on both the left and the right side. Wisner in the backfield. McCain out of the shotgun. Looks to the left side. Nice strike there on the left side. Complete to number 23 for the Lakers.
And we have Kretschmer on the left side there. A complete pass
wow.
to Kretschmer. That was one heck of a gain and a big play for the Laker offense. Get him about at least a first down, about 10 plus yards there for the Lakers.
LeGault and Hess in on the tackle there. It'll be a Laker first down. So Lakers start the second quarter here with the ball in the air after they come off a penalty for holding and get a first down. So first and 10 for the Lakers with the ball on the Laker 43-yard line.
And McCain has not been much of a passer so far this season, but three passes, and he's looked pretty good so far.
Yeah, it looks like Wisner again takes it right up the middle. And just about every interior lineman there for the Bad Axe Hatchets in on that tackle.
Yeah, that play.
Number 56, Vollmering, Hess also in on the tackle.
And that play nowhere from the start. Maybe even lost about a half a yard there on that run up the middle.
That'll bring up a second and 8 is where the officials mark. So going to give them a little bit of a pickup on that one.
A little bit, yeah.
10:08 to go here in the second quarter at Laker Field. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with the ball. Now to the left of your radio, the Bad Axe Hatchets in the white uniform with the blue numbers on them on your right. Let's see, do we have a timeout called? Got the coaches questioning something out there on the field. We don't see any flags or a timeout.
We might have an equipment issue coming on there with
number 56, Austin Vollmering.
I think we had a helmet issue there, Kurt.
Okay. So we had just a quick official timeout. We're back into play. 9:55 to go here in the second quarter. Kretschmer with the ball off the right side. Puts his head down, drives it to the 50-yard line into Hatchet territory, down to the 48-yard line. LeGault and Jake McPhee in on the tackle for Bad Axe.
That was a design pitch to Kretschmer. Kretschmer saw a hole, went up the middle, drove those legs, and picked up a good 5 or 6, if not more, on that play.
Toby McPhee also in on the tackle there for the Hatchets. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 1 for the Lakers on the Bad Axe 48-yard line.
Ooh.
Kretschmer with the ball trying to break loose, and boy, the Hatchets were in on that one. Number 60, Sam Hess.
A little pitch to Kretschmer.
Through.
A little pitch to Kretschmer, and that play goes nowhere around the right side. Bad Axe is waiting for it. Loss of downs on 3rd down.
Hess on 1st down. Hess and Gordon broke right through. I don't know. Somebody missed a block there because they were both right on Kretschmer's leg before he took about 2 steps. Yeah. They each had an ankle. 8:43 to go in the second quarter. It's going to be a 4th down and 3 for the Lakers. Ball now on the Bad Axe 49-yard line. Lakers break over the ball. Hatchets put 6 men down on the line. As the Hatchets line up with a 64 defense, 1 deep back. And we have a timeout called by the Lakers.
And if I had to guess from the looks of that, Lakers was never planning on running a play. Their goal, Coach Verberg tells McCain, hard count, try to get Bad Axe to jump off. If you can't call a timeout, we'll see what we can do here on 4th down.
It worked for the Hatchets earlier. They had about a 4th and 8, and they drew the Lakers offside, you know. Put them down with a fourth and eight. Yeah, gave them a couple extra yards. Boy, I'll tell you what, Steven, looking out in the stands, this is a football night. We've been waiting for this. Amen, hallelujah. We see the stands. I don't want to say they're full, but, boy, it looks like they're full. 250 tickets sold to each side, and we see a nice crowd here. Lakers, after decades with no cheerleaders, this year now with
finally
the cheerleading
cheer squad.
Hey,
yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Bad Axe Hatchets cheer squad over there doing a great job keeping their team cheered up and moving forward as we go 8:22 here. 4th down and 3 for the Lakers into that power eye formation. Pitches back to Wisner. You got Arvidas. There you go.
The play. We're probably looking at a holding there, Kurt. This play is probably coming back. I see some.
There was a late flag way back at the 25-yard line. The referee, you saw that. That was an overhand.
Yes.
That was the deepest throw of the night there. That was from the official.
I think we're looking at a holding on Lakers, I think we're looking at some extracurricular after the play.
That flag
there.
Was.
I think we have a holding on the Lakers.
25-yard flag throw through the air.
Yep.
So we're checking with our four-decade. We got a good source here. We got our official here, Ken Shetler.
So was that?
So the second penalty, it looks like the second penalty was declined. Yep, the unsportsmanlike conduct call against the Lakers was declined.
We're going to take the holding 10 yards from the spot of the foul for the holding there.